The still smoldering aftermath of Iranian airstrikes on Tel Aviv Tuesday morning. Weeks into the conflict, the number of missiles launched at Israel was waning. But in recent days, they've started raining down again, casting doubts on just how destroyed Iran's ballistic missile program actually is. Now U.S. President Donald Trump is U-turning on the war, from escalating threats to negotiations with Tehran. After speaking with Trump, Israel's prime minister attempted to show unity while emphasizing the fight will go on.
President Trump believes there's a chance to leverage the tremendous achievements of the IDF and the U.S. military in order to realize the war's objectives in an agreement that will safeguard our vital interests. At the same time, we continue to strike both in Iran and in Lebanon.
Israel has been clear its goal is to bring down the Iranian regime. But U.S. war objectives continue to shift, from the destruction of the nuclear program to ballistic capabilities or even at one point regime change. Now faced with the possibility its American partner may want out of the conflict altogether, Israel is trying to convince the world the war isn't over.
We continue to attack Iran with all our might. Regarding Lebanon, Hezbollah made the grave mistake when it attacked Israel as a tool of the Iranian terrorist regime. And it is paying and will pay a heavy price.
Israel wants to avoid a repeat of the 12-day war in June 2025, which ended at the insistence of Donald Trump.